Tyler Williams here for the KGNC Agribusiness News Hour. Like we do each week, we are speaking with Mike Scanlon, owner and operator of Mission Dairy down in Hereford. Mike, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful, Tyler. Getting ready for the big holidays coming up, and certainly our cheese and dips type of year for most dairy producers, so it's going to be fun.
Well, perfect. Well, let's start off with blocks and barrels.
You bet. Midday Tuesday, we saw that block cheese closed at $1.94.5 per pound, and that was up 3.5 cents with two lots being traded. So blocks certainly working their way up to that $2 a pound range. We saw that barrel cheese closed at $1.67 a pound, and that was up a penny with 10 lots being traded. So a flurry of interest over on the barrel side. When we moved into the butter, we saw that it was trading at $2.06 per pound, and that was unchanged with no lots traded. And it wasn't that long ago that we were seeing butter trade in the 180 mark. So good to see butter up there as well. We saw that non-fat dry milk closed at $1.64.25 per pound, and that was up a penny and a quarter with one lot being traded. And then finally, dry whey, the star of the CME again, closed at 71 and a quarter cent per pound. And that was unchanged with no lots being traded.
All right, so now let's talk about the export report.
You bet. Fairly good export report. We saw that U.S. cheese in the month of October went to 79 million pounds, gaining 44% over the same period last year. And that brings our year today shipments up to 750 million pounds, which is 11% higher than last year, and it's a 17% gain over the previous numbers as well. So leading customers for our U.S. cheese are Mexico, South Korea, and Japan. Average trade value on the cheese, $1.95. So right there where we're seeing the CME trade today is where we saw cheese being exported out of the U.S. Back in October. So very interesting scenario there. The butterfat sales also remained strong in October. We saw that they reached about 10 million pounds, which is a 91% increase over last year. So that is a huge, huge increase. And Canada is still our top destination for U.S. butter. They took 28 million pounds between January and October. So very, very strong buying coming in from Canada. When we look at our top customers, it's Canada, Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, and the average trade value of the butter was $1.80. So a fairly good value on the market when you consider that the CME is currently trading at a 206. When we look at the powder side, the exports fell off a little bit. We've already seen in October the powder prices starting to rise, but in October they fell to 147 million pounds, which was 12% less than last year's sales. And we saw lower demand in Asia pretty much be the trigger there. Exports in China dipped to 6 million pounds, so that was down 32% year over year in October. So when we look at top customers, obviously Mexico, again, our number one customer for dairy products in most cases. The Philippines, Indonesia, and Vietnam, average trade value in October for powder was $1.38, so considerably under where the market is at right now. So a very good value in both the butter and the powder back in October. Finally, dry whey exports totaled 42 million pounds in October, and that was down 22% versus last year's level. And it is the fifth consecutive month that we've seen these declines. But when we were talking about dry whey earlier in the CME numbers, I did comment that the dry whey is the star of the CME. It is extremely high priced. So it doesn't surprise me that exports would fall off with that high of a number for dry whey. Our top destinations, of course, China, Vietnam, and Indonesia. An average trade value on the dry whey was 60 cents. So almost a dime under where dry whey is currently being traded at the CME. So I would expect to see continued fall off on dry whey exports.